Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June 9, 2010. Israel mulls deporting 8 Palestinian detainees out of the West Bank, and Arab members of the Israeli Knesset receive death threats. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. A New York-based organization calling itself Pulsa Dinora sent a message to Arab member of Knesset Dr. Ahmed Tibi informing him that he has, quote, 180 days to live, end quote, said the Israeli news website Ynet. The letter threatened that his death, quote, will be sudden and accompanied by terrible suffering and agony, end quote. Another Arab member of Knesset, Talab al-Sani', also received a death threat. The death threat message was left on the mobile phone of Tibi's assistant. The mobile phone is registered under the name of Dr. Tibi. It also stated that Dr. Tibi is a, quote, dirty Arab, end quote. Meanwhile, the death threat sent to al-Sani' reads, quote, you are dead, end quote. Al-Sani' said he blames what he called, quote, the fascist right in Israel, end quote, and added that they try to gain political power from this crisis. Apparently, both Tibi and al-Sani' received these death threats over their demands of an international investigation into Israel's deadly attack on the Freedom Flotilla on May 31st. Member of Knesset Hanin Zoubi, who was on board of one of the flotilla's boats, was stripped of three major privileges usually granted for Knesset members amidst calls from Israeli officials to deport her to Gaza and to strip her from her Israeli citizenship. She has also received a death threat last week. In the meantime, the Israeli military and police detained three peace activists in the village of Al-Walaja Wednesday morning who were trying to stop Israeli bulldozers from uprooting trees and destroying farmlands. Israeli forces arrested two Israeli activists and Dr. Mazen Qumsiyeh, a Palestinian peace activist. Dr. Qumsiyeh, chairperson of the Rapprochement Center, the mother organization of IMEMC, said in a phone interview while he was detained that Israeli army bulldozers were flattening agricultural land and uprooting trees when the activists arrived and tried to stop them. Two activists chained themselves to a bulldozer. One of them was eventually arrested, Dr. Qumsiyeh said, noting that the protest was peaceful and none of the activists resisted arrest. A special committee in Israel will be holding a meeting on Wednesday to make a decision on expelling 8 Palestinian detainees from the West Bank. The deportation is considered an implementation of the illegal Israeli military order number 1650, in which Israel allows itself to expel detainees or residents of the occupied territories under security claims and standards set by Israel. The military order threatens to expel tens of thousands of Palestinians from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip or any other place under the pretext that those Palestinians are not authorized by Israel to stay in the West Bank. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi.